About 100 young foreigners have allegedly lost up to $1 million to a Brisbane-based international education agency. The aspiring students paid the agency to arrange tuition and accommodation, but both the money and the agent have disappeared. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
23-year-old Brazilian Gabrielle Pinner says she made her overseas study plans carefully.
So, since I am an English teacher, I would like to do an extension of my course in an English-speaking country. So, through research that I've done regarding opportunities of studies, contacts with other cultures, so I decided Australia.
Speaking from Brazil, she says she paid $4,000 to Brisbane-based education agent Tu Futuro on Australia Proprietary Limited last year, towards her accommodation and course at Shafton International College. But Gabrielle Pinner says the college hasn't been paid, and the agents who operated Tu Futuro have disappeared, along with her money.
I had been saving for the trip, but I could have given it as a deposit on my own apartment.
She's not alone. Industry sources have told AM about 100 South Americans have lost $500,000 to $1 million dealing with Tu Futuro. They won't speak publicly for fear of reputational damage. Brazil's honorary consul in Brisbane, Valmore Moraes, wants an investigation and compensation for victims.
There must be some insurance or some regulation for someone who wants to deal with somebody else's dreams.
The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, declined an interview, but his department says the government is working to provide support for those affected by what it calls a rare example of alleged fraud. The International Education Association of Australia's chief executive, Phil Honeywood, says colleges contribute to an insurance scheme, but it doesn't cover offshore victims.
They should do everything they can to work with the local authorities in their home country and ascertain what their options are, perhaps, to get some discipline put on the agency if they're based offshore as well. If the students are already here in Australia, at least they've got the assurity that they will be taken care of, they'll be looked after, and there are some 30 students involved who've already arrived in Australia.
The estimated 70 or more others are in countries including Brazil, Colombia and Mexico. AM contacted Tu Futuro for a response, but the company did not return calls and its Brisbane office was closed.
Annie Guest reporting.